I made the dumbest mistake at the spelling bee. I spelled house with a W. That's like the easiest word.
You don't have to be embarrassed about that. It was an honest mistake. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. One time, I tripped as I was running across the playground, and a big hole split open in the back of my pants. I was so embarrassed, and also my classmates kind of made fun of me for a few days. That was really hard, but my dad showed me a verse that helped a lot, Hebrews 13:4. God has said, "I will never fail you, I will never abandon you." And now for our story. It's called Storms of Life. Gwen did a belly flop on her bed and began to sob uncontrollably. After a couple of minutes, there was a light knocking on the door. "Come in," Gwen said into her pillow. Mom sat down on the side of Gwen's bed. "I take it you didn't have a good day at school today?" "It was the worst day ever," Gwen said as she sat up in bed and tried to wipe the tears from her eyes. "What happened? Does it have to do with the spelling bee?" Mom asked gently. Gwen sniffed and nodded. "I got so nervous when it was my turn. I misspelled the easiest word. I spelled house, H-O-W-S-E, and everyone in my class burst out laughing." The tears began flowing down her cheeks again. Mom embraced Gwen in a hug and rubbed her back while she continued to cry. After a while, Gwen broke free and looked at her mom. "How am I ever going to show my face in school again? The kids are probably going to make fun of me for a long time. It was so embarrassing." "I know how hard it can be to face others when they might make fun of you. But remember that you're not alone. God is with you, and He will never leave you." Mom stood up and looked at the rain outside Gwen's window. "When it storms outside and we're inside the house, do we need to worry about getting wet?" Mom asked. Gwen got up and joined her mom at the window. "No, because the house shelters us," she said as she watched the rain pour down and lightning light up the sky. "Exactly. And God is our shelter when we face the storms of life. When others laugh at you or judge you, remember what God thinks of you. He loves you so much that Jesus came to earth and died for you. Trust Him to help you through this, and know that I'll be here to help too." After Mom left her room, Gwen stood watching the storm outside. "Dear Lord, please help me face this storm in my life," she silently prayed. Afterward, she felt like she could face school the next day. So, how about you? Are you going through a storm in your life? Are you relying on God to help you through it? He promises to never leave you and to be your shelter when storms come. No matter what you face, difficulties at school, problems at home, the loss of a friend or family member, He will be with you. So trust Him to shelter you in life's storms. Our key verse is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5.
God has said, "I'll never fail you, I'll never abandon you."
And here's our key thought for today. God is with you through life's storms. I'm glad I could spend some time with you reading the Keys for Kids story. If you like the stories, now you can read them on your own by going to the Keys for Kids app. Just ask one of your grown-ups to search for Keys for Kids on your app store. Sign up for a Keys for Kids unlimited account, and you can go back in time and find every story from the past. Plus, listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio, and you'll even be able to discover more stories on demand like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.